Good Samaritan Work. 1912. Typed. It is working together with Christ that is true worship. Prayers, exhortations, and talk are cheap fruits, which are frequently tied on. But fruits that are manifested in good words, in caring for the needy, the fatherless, and widows, are genuine fruits and grow naturally upon a good tree. The parable of the Good Samaritan outlines true missionary work, and in this work, God's people are all to have a part. No one is excused who neglects the duty he owes to his fellow men. In doing this work, we fulfill the law of God. To obey the law of God means to be quick to see the necessities of our fellow beings and quick to help them without stopping to inquire, "Do they believe the same doctrines that I believe?" The Savior devoted more time and labor to healing the afflicted of their maladies than to preaching. When the Master shall come again, he will commend those who have visited the sick and relieved the necessities of the afflicted. Sacred Footprints in Our Own Land. We need not go to Nazareth, to Capernaum, or to Bethany in order to walk in the steps of Jesus. We shall find his footprints beside the sickbed, in the hovels of poverty, in the crowded alleys of the great cities, and in every place where there are human hearts in need of consolation. In Matthew 25, verse 41 to 46, Jesus identifies himself with his suffering people. "It was I who was hungry and thirsty. It was I who was a stranger. It was I who was naked. It was I who was sick. It was I who was in prison." When you are enjoying the food from your bountifully spread table, "I was famishing in the hovel or street not far from you. When you closed your doors against me, while your well-furnished rooms were unoccupied, I had not where to lay my head. Your wardrobes were filled with an abundant supply of changeable suits of apparel, upon which means had been needlessly squandered, which you might have given to the needy. I was destitute of comfortable apparel. When you were enjoying health, I was sick. Misfortune cast me into prison and bound me with fetters, bowing down my spirit, depriving me of freedom and hope, while you roamed free." Mark, selfish Christian, every neglect of the needy poor, the orphan, the fatherless, is a neglect of Jesus in their person. Blessings in disguise. There are orphans that should be cared for, but some will not venture to undertake this, for it would bring them more work than they care to do, leaving them but little time to please themselves. But when the king shall make investigation, these do-nothing, illiberal, selfish souls will learn that heaven is for those who have been workers, those who have denied themselves for Christ's sake. No provisions have been made for those who have ever taken such special care in loving and looking out for themselves. The terrible punishment which the king threatens those on his left hand, in this case, is not because of their great crimes. They are not condemned for the things which they did do, but for that which they did not do. You may have thought that if you could find a child without fault, you would take it and care for it. But to perplex your mind with an erring child, to unlearn it many things and teach it anew, to teach it self-control, is a work which you refuse to undertake. To teach the ignorant, to pity and to reform those who have ever been learning evil, is no slight task. But heaven has placed just such ones in your way. They are blessings in disguise. Have you been imposed upon? The Lord Himself has made us to differ, some poor, some rich, some afflicted, that all may have an opportunity to develop character. The poor are purposely permitted to be thus of God, that we may be tested and proved and develop what is in our hearts. You may say you have been taken in and have bestowed your means upon those unworthy of your charity, and therefore have become discouraged in trying to help the needy. Though your efforts for good have been unsuccessful 99 times, and you receive only insult, reproach, and hate, yet it the 100th time proves a success, and one soul is saved, oh, what a victory is achieved! inviting angels to our homes. When hearts sympathize with hearts burdened with discouragement and grief, when the hand dispenses to the needy, when the naked are clothed, the stranger made welcome to a seat in your parlor and a place in your heart. Angels are coming very near, and an answering strain is responded to in heaven. When you succor the poor, sympathize with the afflicted and oppressed, and befriend the orphan, you bring yourselves into a closer relationship with Jesus. If you are not willing to do this, when you shall feel that you need a habitation in the heavens, none will be awarded you. For Christ declares, "Inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me." Verse 45. Reflex influence on physical health.
You who are suffering with poor health, there is a remedy for you. If thou clothe the naked, and bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, and deal thy bread to the hungry, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Doing good is an excellent remedy for disease. This is the special work now before us. All our praying and abstinence from food will avail nothing unless we resolutely lay hold of this work. The fast which God can accept is described in Isaiah 58. It is to deal thy bread to the hungry, and to bring the poor which are cast out to thy house. Wait not for them to come to you. The labor rests not on them to hunt you up and entreat of you a home for themselves. You are to search for them and bring them to your house. You are to draw out your soul after them. You are with one hand to reach up and by faith take hold of the mighty arm which brings salvation, while with the other hand of love you reach the oppressed and relieve them. It is impossible for you to fasten upon the arm of God with one hand, or the other is employed in ministering to your own pleasure. It is not the abundance of your meetings that God accepts. It is not the numerous prayers, but the right doing. Doing the right thing and at the right time. Our souls must expand. Then God will make them like a watered garden, whose waters fail not.